Praise the Lord. A little gist on demons. Praise the Lord. Two things about demons. Some people praise them, overpraise them. And that shows that you are in fear. But also your ignorance of them means that you are in what? In bondage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, Jesus said, "All authority, all power and authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and what? Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you." Mark says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons." Praise the Lord. Now, in Matthew, says, "And teach all things that I've commanded you." And we have seen that some of the things he commanded us is to cast out demons. Praise the Lord. And this, throughout our sessions, that's what we have been what? Majoring on. A little gist on demons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we say that demons are what? Are disobedient spirits that fell with who? With Lucifer. Praise the Lord. They now function in darkness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are continuing. Of course, we talked about principalities and powers, things I'm not going to repeat because of time. Hallelujah. Now, today we are going to look at where do demons function. Many people look for demons in wrong what? In wrong places. Hallelujah. Where do we find demons? Or where do we find Satan? Never lose the fact that, you know, demons are angels. So, let's look at the operation of angels. Because they are angels, let's look at the operation of what? Of angels. So, in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, first of all, we see that angels are ministering spirits. And angels, in verse 6, angels were created. Angels were created and they are ministering spirits. So, the sphere of operation with man, you know, is... I mean, their sphere of operation is with what? With man. Praise the Lord. So, the primary place where we find angels is where we find what? Demons. Hallelujah. Where do we find angels? With men. So, that's also where we find what? Demons. Hallelujah. Isn't it so? Ephesians chapter 2, once again. Verse 2. Where in time past you walked according to the prince of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Praise the Lord. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. Praise the Lord. So we see that the primary operation of demons will be with men. Praise the Lord. And that's why Paul said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not the government that is against our preaching. Praise the Lord. But we see demonic operation through what? Through men. Hallelujah. Now, so they work through men. So don't look, in fact, some people, because they've heard of, they read Daniel, so they go, some people have gone to the skyscrapers thinking that the devil is what? Is up there. No. Amen. He works with, He gives His expression through men. The greatest expression of the devil is through what? That's how He can carry out His what? His work properly. Hallelujah. That's why if He works with men, you should be alert, lest He works with what? You become an agent. Hallelujah. Now, we come to how do they do it? How do they do it? Now, when you see people who do chants, I told you last time, someone one time made an egg disappear in my body, and I was afraid. If you see those people with snakes, you know, that is the lowest. That is what? That is small boy demon. Chants. You see fire. That is small what? Small boy. Praise the Lord. In fact, that one is easy to cast out. Someone who has painted their faces. That is small boy. That one you should not be afraid of what? Now let's see Acts chapter 13. Acts 13, verse 8. Paul was preaching the gospel, and a certain man, but Elmas the sorcerer, for so is his name, by interpretation withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. But Paul, the next verse, then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and did what? And he said unto him, O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right way of the Lord? The next verse. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is against thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the watch. So that one was small boy. Small what? Philip in Samaria. He went and preached the gospel. Verse 4. Acts 8:4. Stephen was serving food. Acts 8. Okay, let's start from verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached what? I want you to mark that. He preached Christ. He did not go for a deliverance what? Service. He went to preach Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in what? In the city. So Philip, when he preached there, there was joy in the what? The city rejoiced. Hallelujah. In fact, some places you go and preach and there's what? They are rejoicing. Hallelujah. And even Simon the sorcerer, who was a great power in Samaria, got born again. He had bewitched the whole city of what? Just imagine. He bewitched the whole town. And then Philip came. Simon was overthrown. Praise the Lord. There are some sorcerers we are going to overthrow. Hallelujah. Acts 19, verse 12. Acts 19, verse. So that from his body, give me 11. God wrote special what? Miracles. Hallelujah. By the hands of Paul. So the special miracles is, it is the handkerchiefs which were what? If a handkerchief can deal with a demon, how much more a man in whom the Spirit of God dwells? Have you thought about it? Go to verse 13. And certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon to call the name of the, to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom you what? You preach. But what I wanted to bring out there is that even there, Paul dealt with what? With them. And they left. And the Bible says, and so mightily grew the word of God and what? And prevailed. Hallelujah. Now in Acts 15:16. Hallelujah. That one was the big boy. I told you that there is hierarchy. There is what? Hierarchy. Now these ones, people were rejoicing. Elymas, after Paul dealing with him, the proconsul was afraid and he believed on the Lord. Hallelujah. This one, they said, Paul, we what? We know. Jesus, we also what? But Jesus, we know. Paul, we have what? Experienced. They have encountered what? They had encountered Paul before. So they knew what? Acts 16. Now this one is the big boy. Hallelujah. 16:15. So this girl had the spirit of divination and brought her masters. Now she was not what? Alone. She brought her masters much gained by. So, there were people behind her. Verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Go to the next verse. And this did she many days, but Paul being grieved, turned and said unto the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour, and she was free. The next thing, the next verse. Is that verse 19? And when her masters, so this demon had what? We see masters, so that the hope of their gain was gone. They caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and unto the what? Now we see masters and then we see rulers. The next verse. And brought them to the magistrates. You see? Saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city. The next verse. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. Next verse. And the multitudes. Now, we see rulers, masters, magistrates, and then we see also the what? The multitudes rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them what? So the other one of painting their faces, that is small boy demon. This one, it has masters, rulers, magistrates, the multitudes. And this one leads to prison. Hallelujah. But you know, Paul, I love brother Paul. Hallelujah. Instead of saying, God, why me? I was doing your work. No. They started praying, singing hymns. And guess what? Someone got what? Born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Paul's greatest confrontation with the gospel deals with rulers. The greatest confrontation deals with what? Rulers. Authorities. False brethren. Hallelujah. That is the greatest what? Confrontation in the gospel. Just imagine, the president can, or a ruler can, one time someone says, no preaching on the streets. Someone said so. And then the born again released the fire. I just like the way people responded, because they knew that he was not what? He was not alone. Hallelujah. In China, Iran, it is authorities, no preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. But then in those Muslim countries, let them say the gospel is preach it freely. They will see fire. But you know, they know the power in the gospel. That's why they don't want to let it. Hallelujah. So these ones of painting face, butono. LGBT these days, don't talk about what? Talk about it. You know, actually, where I partly work, one time, there was a white person there. So one time, somehow I mentioned it in the passing. I said, it is wrong. And then this girl said, no, it is not what? This hair left me. This one has just grown. But anyway, she's a white. These days it doesn't get off my head so much. As a prostitution, they are making money. But she's not so what? She's not alone. There is a spirit at work in what? Okay, what do we gain? People are dying of hunger instead of saying, feed the people. You are saying you need to eat these things which they don't cook in what? We have many challenges, you know? And then you front this one. That is wickedness. Now, that is the big boy. Yeah? I mean, what do we gain? Does it improve our economy or our lives? Yeah? Apart from destroying us. Pastor has been saying, that is now the thing. Not these other ones. And the media is fronting it, what? Now in the West. Thank God also for Uganda. Yeah. Thank God for Uganda. Somehow, you may not like your Uganda, but I love Uganda. With everything in what? In Uganda. Hallelujah. Summer. I love my country. And by that, I love to be here. No place I'd rather be. I will go to Sierra and come back. But Uganda is mine. Even Salonga said Uganda is what? Some of you are praying to go to Europe. Salonga is Europe. But he has not what? Says, I'd rather be here. Yes. In our house church, I ask people that, if all of us are given an opportunity to go to Europe, because someone is speaking against us, how many would go? Some people say, I first go. I'm like, what you are saying, you don't go. Amen. But that's the highest, you know, form of demonic what? Operation through authorities, through rulers. That's why Paul admonishes us to pray for all men, for those in authority. Give me a second, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. You pray for those who are in what? Authority. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong.
1 Timothy.
I exhort therefore, first of all, that word first of all is primarily,
do what?
Supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all. For all. Remember, the greatest operation of demonic activity is through what? So as I pray for all men. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good. The purpose for praying for them is so that the gospel may have what? Free course. This is good. And it pleases God our Savior, who desires all men to be what? Saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So you pray for all men, for kings, for those who are in authority.
Hallelujah.
So, Satan's highest demonstration of power is through human authority. Praise the Lord. And that's why Paul said, not against flesh and blood. Praise the Lord. So we are going to look at some two things. Demonic operation and possession. Demonic what? Operation. Now those words have been so much used in the what? What is the difference between operation and possession? There is a difference. Of course the difference is there. Amen. When you say possession, the person has a demon and that demon controls them from the what? From the inside. That demon is controlling them from what? From the inside. Now, the primary place for demonic control are in the thoughts. Are in the what? Thoughts, thinking processes of the fellow. And at that point, we say that that person is what? Is possessed. Now, operation is to control the habit, the conduct, and the physical state of someone, however, from the what? From the outside. Praise the Lord. The other one is from the inside. So, oppression deals with the habit or conduct of a person. Possession deals with the person. It deals with what? You hear even the word possession. Owning you. If I say I possess you, I'm like saying I do what? Operation. You may not possess me, but you are what? Oppressing me. Praise the Lord. So, possession is a total hold on the person. He is not in control. It's a total hold. In operation, the person will be yielding his will as the demonic influence comes. It will come and go. In operation, someone is what? Yielding. So, when it is possession, it is a total thing. Everything it does is influenced by what? By demons, most of the time. Now, by the way, even unbelievers are not, the unbelievers who are not completely what? As, when you talk about possession. Which are not completely possessed. They have some sanity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the one in Mark chapter 5,
we've been reading Mark 5 from verse 1 to 5. We see a total what? We see a total possession. This demon, you know, was in possession of this man. Hallelujah. Let's read Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Next verse. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Many that were what? Possessed. Hallelujah. In fact, when you go for like a crusade, you know, one of the common things you find is many what? Sicknesses and many there's demonic possession and oppression. Hallelujah. And many people by the way get healed, more especially unbelievers. And it's among what? Unbelievers. And they get healed. Hallelujah. But also one thing I discovered, they come with expectation. They come knowing that man, if he touches me, I'm going to be well. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, I will, if I can only touch. And she was set free. In fact, most of the people who got healed were unbelievers. But they were far away. Hallelujah. So, we see many sicknesses and many diseases. You know? And we can call that what? Possession. Hallelujah. Can a believer be possessed? How can you be possessed? The Bible says the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in what? How can you be? A believer is not possessed. Hallelujah. Notice now. Possession is always oppression. Possession is always what? But oppression is not possession. When demons possess you, they will oppress you. But oppression is not what? Is not possession. In possession, you will see supernatural things being what? Being done. Like, case study is Mark 5. Unusual strength. You bring pain on yourself and yet you don't hear that pain. One time I saw someone who used to cut himself with a razor blade. And they used not to feel what? The pain. They are possessed. Hallelujah. And we see many times also some sicknesses are an what? An oppression of the devil. And I told you about sickness that normally when you check it, you visit this doctor, that doctor, you go to herbal, you go to what, and you find nothing. Usually, it might be a demonic what? Oppression. You remember that woman who was bent? You know? And Jesus rebuked that spirit and she what? She straightened up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now Jesus sent his disciples and he commanded them to cast out demons. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. And they came and he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure sicknesses. Sorry, to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. Now, sometimes, haven't you ever wondered why casting out demons was primarily in the place of what? Of also healing the sick. Whenever Jesus mentioned heal the sick, he mentioned it synonymous with also what? Casting out demons. Which means that wherever there were many sicknesses, most times it was a demonic what? There was demonic influence. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you ever gone to a place and people have almost the similar what? Similar ailments. You know? Oliachirina. Nothing seemed to be the what? The same. Most times, it is a demonic influence. Or a habit, by the way. Actually, that one, I think I've seen it. People have similar what? Habits in that environment. Hallelujah. That means sometimes if you cannot cast out a demon, you cannot heal the what? The sick. Hallelujah. If that sickness is influenced by demons. If you can't cast out that demon. You know when Jesus met the blind, he cast out that spirit and the person was healed. So if you cannot cast it out, healing is very far from what? From that person. Some sicknesses are cast out. Hallelujah. Because medical science, you know, medical science should heal something naturally. For example, if you have malaria, you know, your body will respond to what? To malaria tabs quickly. I think malaria is easy to treat. But it's easy, but yet it's the number one what? Killer. Now that is a mysterion. It is a mystery. Very easy. Since I took my daughter, she had it. I spent 9,500. Okay. Plus checking 8,000. That is what? Almost 20 what? 20K. And yet that malaria is the number one what? One of my neighbors died of it. Malaria. Hallelujah. So, the tablets, you should respond. And in fact, after one day, she was well. Amen. But now, if something is not responding, then you need what? To check it out. That's why, if you base your health, you know, on natural influences, which is medicine, you know, when there is a demonic affliction, you will be lost because no amount of what? Medicine can deal with it. So you don't base your health only on. Sometimes it can be a back, your back. Now this back has become something else. Now medically, it's not medical. It's an affliction. Praise the Lord. Sometimes some pains. Praise the Lord. Now, when I'm saying this, don't be conscious of what? I know sometimes people can get things out of what? Context. So every time they have pain, they think it's what? You will become conscious of what?
And you give him place. I'm just saying. Hallelujah. So, in every sickness, you're going to see demons. Please, spare me. That's not what I'm saying. But you get what I'm saying. Amen. That is the challenge sometimes in preaching the gospel. Teaching this and then people hear what? Sometimes people can go overboard from what you have what? You have taught, and they make something out of what you didn't what? You didn't say. Hallelujah. So let things stay in what? In context. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't overstretch me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we looked at certain things in a previous session where we saw the deaf and the dumb being healed. You know, the demon was cast out. The demon which was possessing them was cast out. Amen. Now, we also mentioned something that when a demon is cast out, it can what? It can come back. Hallelujah. They can come back once you are open. Once your door is open. Hallelujah. You know, from when you read from the very beginning, it is man who gave the devil entrance into what? Into his life. God had nothing to what? To do with it. It is you. That's why James says, when a man is tempted, he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. And when that lust, give me James. I love that scripture. In fact, if you understand that scripture, you will know that the things you have allowed in your life, it is not God who did what? Who allowed them. It is you. James 1:13. When a man is tempted. Please don't miss our series we are doing on Wednesday. Did God do it? Hallelujah. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God does not what? God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempteth he any man. Verse 14. You cannot tempt God. And God, it is not in God to tempt you. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away. Lured away of his own lust and enticed. The Satan says, Onoriako Ngabo is a but that's a gospel song. Onoriako Bambiriako Ndimolokore. It's a gospel what? Don't joke. So he's drawn away and he's what? Enticed. Hallelujah. The devil is saying, Onoriako. Verse 15. And when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. It is man made. Hallelujah. It is man made. You have opened the door. Amen. So, I said they have a tendency of coming back when the door is open. Now, two things are required when a demon is cast out of a person. You need the right company. You need the right what? Company. Praise the Lord. Actually, when Jesus helped that man in Mark 5, he told him to go back to his what? To his home and settle in his what? In his home. Hallelujah.
Just imagine someone who has been eating on the streets. First thing you do, you restore them to their what? Their home. And then they need a godly what? A godly company. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes you've been rescued from some habits, certain demonic influences, and then you don't be in the right what? Man is a product of influence. Hallelujah. You need a godly company. Luke 8. Yeah. By the way, a believer, you need a godly company all the time. Luke 8, 1 and 2 and 3. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Verse 2. And certain women which had been healed. Now, you see that? They have been what? Healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Now, those ones were not just what? Natural sicknesses. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils or demons. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Now, these people, when they were delivered, they stayed with who? With Jesus. Some people, when they are set free, you don't see them what? These women continued with Jesus. They were involved in the work of the ministry. They kept on growing. Hallelujah. Someone you set free. Instead of learning more, building your faith, to learn how to stand against what? Against the enemy. Then you move away from what? From the right company. Praise the Lord. One time, we had a wonderful sister. The husband was wihu. You know. The husband was living his own life. So pastor started discipling her. She brought also the what? She brought the husband. The word of God took hold of what? Of him. He could drive long distances to come and attend what? Church. He was on fire. And then this demon influenced this lady. And she got him out of what? Now, his state became worse than the what? Just imagine, someone is loving the Lord. The word of God is what? Is growing in his heart. They are stable. Praise the Lord. And then you pull him out. And right now, they are bearing the what? The burden. But that burden was lifted up. This person is set free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Norman says, ladies, when your husband is serving the Lord, let him serve the what? He's in the safe what? Don't say, I want him. Because if we give him to you, you won't manage him. No, I have been pastor for a few minutes, but I if we give him to you, you won't handle him. Hallelujah. You won't handle him even a single what? So let him. We shall prune him. We shall work with him. We shall grow him. But once we give him back to you, he gets out of a good company. Hallelujah. Where there is no accountability. You will say, who let the dogs out? Hallelujah. Let him stay in the right company. Let us stay in the right company. Right influence.
where they are going to grow, where they are going to be accountable. Hallelujah. And you save yourself from demonic influences. True. Now, what I'm telling you is not theophany. The angel of the Lord, Jesus, was as theophany. That's what they used to preach. So, hallelujah. So, when you're delivered, stay in the right company. Hallelujah. Continue to grow in the world. Continue in prayer. Stay with people who are going to help to what? To grow. But there's some, most of the demonic influence sometimes comes because of what? You are just in a bad company. Just in the bad company. Just in the bad company. Hallelujah. Always seek to be in the company that builds you up. People will say, Sister Kevin, come and let us pray. Let's go attend what? Service. Let's study the Word of God. How are you doing? What is the Lord doing in what? Such friends. Hallelujah. I have Brother Salong. Every time we meet, he says, we have died to the flesh. Hallelujah. He's always crucifying. We are crucifying the what? The flesh. We are going to preach the what? The gospel. We are taking the world. Hallelujah. We need to pray much more. Meet brothers. We need to pray much more. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, by doing that, you're not giving the enemy any place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:17 says, give no place to the devil. James 4:7 says, submit yourself to what? To God. Resist the devil. Take a stand against what? The devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take a stand. Of course, a demon will not possess you. You know? But persecution will what? Will come. And when persecution comes, you need to take what? A stand. So when Paul says, be strong in the Lord, having done all to stand, that is not casting out what? Demons. That is taking your stand against what? Against persecution. Against the things that are coming against you as a result of the gospel. Hallelujah. And you have authority. You have what? Authority. Refuse to be a believer who in all your lifetime you've never cast out a demon. In fact, if you've never cast out a demon, it means you have not preached the what? Because in preaching the gospel, you will encounter what? You will encounter them. Praise the Lord. You will encounter them. And stop seeing things from the natural point of what? But we have a tendency of seeing things from the natural point of view all the time. Even with people, we only see it from the natural point of what? View. Yet, what is happening is not just natural. Paul said we don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. We don't wrestle. But behind flesh and blood, there is an influence. Hallelujah. Jesus told Pilate, you are not alone. You are not alone. Hallelujah. So some people, they are not alone. That's why we go back on what? When the early church was persecuted, they did not say, hey, freedom, freedom of worship. Freedom of worship. Freedom of worship. The Bible says they went back to their own company and reported all those things which the chief priests had what? Had said. You know? And guess what they did? The Bible says, and they raised up their what? Their voices in one accord. And they said, oh Lord, why do the heathens what? Rage. and the nations, imagine what? Vain things. And then it says, Lord, continue their what? Consider their what? Their threats. And grant your servants that with boldness they may what? Preach your word. They are threatened. Say, don't preach the gospel. And says, consider their what? Their threats. And give us boldness to speak your word. And the Bible says, and when they had prayed, you know, the house where they are praying from was shaken. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they went and preached the word of God with boldness. There is no prayer that stops persecution. In persecution, we pray for boldness. But that persecution is influenced by the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in persecution, they say, God, take away the persecution. No, God, give me what? Boldness. If they say, don't cast out demons, says, God, I want to cast out more what? Hallelujah. One time they said, these men have filled Jerusalem with their what? Doctrine. Pastor, I love that what? They have filled Kampala and Uganda with their what? Doctrine. We are going to see it. Hallelujah. 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 So, God has called us to preach the gospel. And in preaching the gospel, we cast out demons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just mention a few things and then we are done. Now, believers don't need angel power to cast out what? Believers have what? Authority. By the way, angels have power, but they don't have what? Authority. We get that one? For example, President Museveni has authority and power. Isn't it so? Power, he has an army. It's not that President Seven is the one who comes to fight what? To fight you. You know? He has an army. An army is what? Power. But that army does not work without what? Instruction. The authority. So when he tells them, he's in what? Charge. Go. And deal with those people. The red tops. They will what? They will go. Praise the Lord. So angels have power. That's why someone also who is demon possessed, they have what? They can do. You can see unusual strength being what? Exhibited. Hallelujah. So you don't need angel power to do what? To cast out demons. You have authority. Praise the Lord. Even Jesus did not need what? Angel power. If he needed it, then it means he wasn't in what? In charge. And you know, sometimes they will pray, God, I call the angels to come and deal with it. No, don't call angels. The authority is in the name of what? Jesus. A name represents what? Authority and position. Praise the Lord. That's why when you say the name of Jesus, it is not J-E-S-U-S. And some people want to be deep. They said, that is five what? Letters. And you know Goliath picked five stones. And that represented the name of what? The name of Jesus. Tuveko. Because in Hebrews, it is not five what? Yeshua Hamashayaka. You know? So, Otulimba. J-E-S-U-S. Do you know the name of Jesus? Jesus was not the only person who was called Jesus. Huh? He was not the first person to have that what? Joshua is what? Is Jesus also. So that name was not exclusive to what? To him. Other people had it. But which Jesus? Do you know we have, I say a man called Museve. But we don't pay attention to him. But he's also called what? In fact, he's Yoweri. They named him Yoweri Kaguta Museve. I saw him on TV. But we don't pay what? We don't pay attention and we don't want to know. But when the real one shows up, we'll that is the name above every what? Every name in Uganda. And every knee should bow down at what? So, the name. And the Bible says, and he gave him a name. So what was his name before? He lifted up Jesus and he gave him what? That is above. Hallelujah. So we have the name. The believer's authority is in the name. By the way, you can all as well deal with habits in the name. You can say, this habit is broken in the name of what? Jesus. You can apply, allow me to use that word, you can apply what? The name on what? Areas in your life. Hallelujah. Some people have mood swings. You know? And you want to justify what? Those moods. You are always like a policeman on duty. You come to church when you are frowning and you say, that's how I am. I am moody. Let me tell you, you will attract demonic what? Influence. A child of God is instructed to what? To rejoice. Hallelujah. To walk in the what? In the spirit. The fruit of the spirit is what? Joy. Peace. And for you, you say, I am what? I am moody. No, that is not what? You're not acting according to the word. Praise the Lord. And you need to take care of that what? That mood. By the way, every human being has, you can be moody. Even me, I can what? But I've refused to be what? Have you ever seen me when I come here when I'm? Someone greets me and then I say, I don't wanna. Huh? Siri. And I say, the mundeke. The rosiri muchi. Ladies. You know, emotions are good. But don't allow the enemy use what? They have their place. Hallelujah. They are good. They have their place. So a believer is supposed to rejoice. So every area of your life that is not lined up to the word of God, you can use your authority. And you can align it. Hallelujah. You can begin to speak the word of God in that area. I'm not moody. I am full of the Spirit of God. I rejoice. I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards my heart. Hallelujah. And then you'll see your life what? Change. By accident. More than you wanted to change on what? On purpose. Hallelujah. That's what I tell people. Feed on the word of God. And your life will change by accident. More than you want to change it on what? We look at it and say, hey, God, this thing is no longer what? There. It disappeared. Because the word of God will metamorphose you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! So I'm in authority. Now, this subject does not, it's just a little talk. I had many things to say which you can bear, but time cannot bear us. Praise the Lord. How be it? We shall get on them what? Next time. I'm not saying when the Holy Ghost comes, no. You have the what? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Why don't we rise up on our feet? And just thank God for His word. Thank Him for the authority we have in Christ. Thank Him for the authority we have in Christ. Yes. And some people who want to be deep, they said, that is five what? Letters. And you know Goliath picked five stones. And that represented the name of what? The name of Jesus. Tuveko. Because in Hebrews, it is not five what? Yeshua Hamashayaka. You know? So, Otulimba. J-E-S-U-S. Do you know the name of Jesus? Jesus was not the only person who was called Jesus. Huh? He was not the first person to have that what? Joshua is what? Is Jesus also. So that name was not exclusive to what? To him. Other people had it. But which Jesus? Do you know we have, I say a man called Museve. But we don't pay attention to him. But he's also called what? In fact, he's Yoweri. They named him Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. I saw him on TV. But we don't pay what? We don't pay attention and we don't want to know. But when the real one shows up, that is the name above every what? Every name in Uganda. And every knee should bow down at what? So, the name. And the Bible says, and he gave him a name. So what was his name before? He lifted up Jesus and he gave him what? That is above. Hallelujah. So we have the name. The believer's authority is in the name. By the way, you can all as well deal with habits in the name. You can say, this habit is broken in the name of what? Jesus. You can apply, allow me to use that word, you can apply what? The name on what? Areas in your life. Hallelujah. Some people have mood swings. You know? And you want to justify what? Those moods. You are always like a policeman on duty. You come to church when you are frowning and you say, that's how I am. I am moody. Let me tell you, you will attract demonic what? Influence. A child of God is instructed to what? To rejoice. Hallelujah. To walk in the what? In the spirit. The fruit of the spirit is what? Joy. Peace. And for you, you say, I am what? I am moody. Nzemundeke bwente bwenkolachi? Bwendi. No, that is not what? You're not acting according to the word. Praise the Lord. And you need to take care of that what? That mood. By the way, every human being has. You can be moody. Even me, I can what? But I've refused to be what? Have you ever seen me when I come here when I'm. Someone greets me and then I say, I don't wanna. Huh? Siri. And I say, Zemundeke. Dero Siri Muchi. Ladies, you know, emotions are good. But don't allow the enemy use what? They have their place. Hallelujah. They are good. They have their place. So a believer is supposed to rejoice. So every area of your life that is not lined up to the word of God, you can use your authority. And you can align it. Hallelujah. You can begin to speak the word of God in that area. I'm not moody. I am full of the Spirit of God. I rejoice. I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards my heart. Hallelujah. And then you'll see your life what? Change. By accident. More than you wanted to change on what? On purpose. Hallelujah. That's what I tell people. Feed on the word of God. And your life will change by accident. More than you want to change it on what? We look at it and say, hey, God, this thing is no longer what? There. It disappeared. Because the word of God will metamorphose you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I'm in authority. Now, this subject does not, it's just a little talk. I had many things to say which you can bear, but time cannot bear us. Praise the Lord. How be it? We shall get on them what? Next time. I'm not saying when the Holy Ghost comes, no. You have the what? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Why don't we rise up on our feet and just thank God for His word? Thank Him for the authority we have in Christ. Thank Him for the authority we have in Christ.